a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Live from the middle of America, in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard. This is the Monday night edition of the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Monday night, January the 14th, 2008. And we're just a few hours removed from the start of the Michigan primary. We'll just start, I think, around 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning. And, of course, we'll have results for you tomorrow night here on the program. Our scheduled guest tonight, Bev Harris, has had to beg out and will not be appearing on the program tonight. She is actually in New Hampshire now. And when we had talked before, she didn't expect to have to be there. And she's there and they're working to try to get this recount set up. And as a matter of fact, the Granny Warriors have been raising the money to try to get this thing done. Now, it looks like, judging from what I'm seeing here, is we're still about $21,500 shy of the amount needed to get this recount done. And the checks have to be in tomorrow for this. So we need to get this fixed up and get it going. And so we can get this recount done and everything underway and everything fixed up. I've got a 5-year-old here, so we'll come back. Kurt, if you could, or Michael, if you can play us just a dab of music for a second. I've got a 5-year-old with an earache tonight that needs dad for just a minute. The chat rooms are open, by the way, at republicbroadcasting.org and midnightridershow.com. So grab a space and come on in and join us here on the program. We'll come back here in just a little bit. With more. A lot we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about Ron Paul. We're going to talk about some John McCain stuff tonight. It is time that we start outing these guys. And we start making very, very clear to these people what we're about. And that we're not going to... these people are criminals and need to be treated as such. So whoever's in the studio, if you can help me with some music, I would greatly appreciate it. Thanks.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Slick is my five-year-old, and that's my nickname for him, Slick. And he's had an earache tonight, off and on, and he doesn't deal with them well at all. I mean, there's nothing worse than an earache. And he's had one tonight, and he's just not happy at all. Mom is gone tonight, and so Dad has been minding the store, but I, of course, don't take care of it as well as Mom. And so he's made his appearance, and I don't guarantee he will not reappear. So we will do this as we need to. And so who's the producer tonight? Is it Kurt or Michael tonight? Who we have, Michael or Kurt? Mike, okay. All right, Mike. Mike, yes, thank you. Thanks for the musical interlude. Little earache music. That's what we'll call it. So if you hear the term earache music again, Mike, you know what to do. And it's going to be open lines tonight. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Hopefully we will get Bev Harris on another night, for the program. And, she was telling me today that, you know, they're up there trying to make sure that everything is going to be run right. And we're going to do a complete recount of the state on both sides, both Democrat and Republican. So this is going to be a huge recount. Like over 240,000 votes were cast, and it's all going to be done by hand. And so the granny warriors were about 21,000 short, or 21,500 short, somewhere in that ballpark. And so we're going to need we need a bunch of money by tomorrow to get this thing done. But look, I know the Ron Paul campaign did not support the idea of a recount, but I'm going to tell you, from a grassroots standpoint, I don't see as how we have any choice. If if this is our revolution, then by God, we got to protect our own stuff. I mean, that's just how it is. And I wish he would have come out and said, yes, we need to recount. There appears to be some irregularities there, and we got to do something. So it's right at about 21,000 now. So we've got to get this thing done. We got to get it cooking. Got to get it moving. You got some? Go to grannywarrior.chipin.com/recount. That's Granny Warrior, GRANNY Warrior, WARRIOR. chipin.com/recount. And so they had to put a new chip in up. They got up, I think, right up to about $40,000, and had to put a new one up. For some reason, the chip in website had problems earlier in the evening. So they've got a new one up. And like I said, right now they've raised $3,957 and 50 cents out of 25,000. That's what's left needed. So right now we're at 21,000 in a need. So make the pledge. Matter of fact, hey, with just RBN listeners, wouldn't that be cool just to put us over the top? And so let's get that done. And we'll check in on the account on the dollar amount as we go along in the program tonight. One of the things I'm looking at doing here in the next few nights is bringing on people who are doing some things on a grassroots level with a Ron Paul campaign. One of those is a group called Operation Broadcast Freedom. They've got a website called OperationBroadcastFreedom.com. And what they're doing is they're producing their own Ron Paul ads, and they're buying time on television in different states. The ads are but hey, they're doing it. Ads need some tweaking. But they're getting them out there. And these are people who are taking initiative and getting the job done. An ad from amateurs is a lot better than an ad from than no ad at all. So they're out there and they're getting done and they're raising money. So go to OperationBroadcastFreedom.com. You can watch some of their spots there. And I know they're buying time in Michigan, I think in Nevada and South Carolina as well. And it looks like that the Ron Paul campaign, they're gonna stick a lot of emphasis on Nevada, and that's gonna be looks like what they're gonna try to work on the most. They think Ron Paul's got the biggest chance there. They're doing a caucus out there for the first time, and I think there's really one or two counties they've got to concentrate on in Nevada just because of population and where people are centered at. And I'm sure one of those is gonna be the county that Las Vegas is in. I can't remember the name of the county. And I think it's Clark County. Clark County, that's what it is. And they've got to they're going to be out there. I know Ron Paul was out there today. He's going to be out there tomorrow. The chip inside. Let's see. I'm getting it now. People kind of like say the site is what people don't understand. If you're listening to me on the internet, when I'm talking, you'll hear it about a minute later. And so I may be moved on to something down the road. And, but I'm getting a message that they'd had trouble earlier in the evening, with the chip inside. So, we'll see where that goes and how that leads. And, but we got to get that money in, and they need this check, by mañana. And, so very, very important. That we get this done and get it taken care of. But like I was saying about the this Operation Broadcast Freedom, they're doing what we kind of talked about the other night, maybe setting up your own group and going out and buying media time and starting to raise some funds and that kind of thing to produce ads, to get them paid for, in the whole nine yards. And my hat's off to them. We probably ought to be doing the same thing with radio ads as well. And getting some of this stuff set up. Got some huge news on the micro front that hopefully I'll be able to, give to you very, very soon. Some things that are being worked on that may bring micros to places all over the country. And I am incredibly excited about it, but I can't say anything yet. But I just want to tease you a little bit and give you a little bitty teaser as to that. But, that is something that may be very soon. So I'm thinking that's very cool. And, I love it when people all of a sudden realize, wait a minute, we're in a bad time right now because more and more people starting to understand we're out of time. And now people are really starting to stand up and say, okay, it is time to take action. And I know the guys that are on my little network, TruthNet Radio, are telling me, look, I'm not holding back anymore. It's time to get moving. It's time to go, 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 go. And people feel it. People feel the need to get busy. And I know, folks, I have upped the level of what I'm trying to do. As far as getting the message out, getting the word out to people, as best I possibly can. And, it's just something that we have to do. Failure is not an option. I am not out of hemp seeds, by the way. And if you're saying there's the bowl right there. You can hear it. And it's about a half down, by the way. I filled it up this morning. And that's a lot of seeds, let me tell you. I mean, it's a lot of seeds. But it's just time. Everybody put on their A game, and it is time to go to war. This is a battle. It's a battle for our futures, a battle for our lives, battle for our children's lives, our grandchildren's lives. And failure is not an option, and we will not lose because we can't. And that's it in a nutshell. We will win, whether it's with Ron Paul as a president or without Ron Paul as president. We're going to do it. Do I still think he can be elected? Yeah, I do. There's a lot more work that's got to be done. Had we had really good showings in Iowa and New Hampshire, with all those months of potential buildup, we would be sitting in much better shape right now. But the thing is our backs are against the wall. There's a big debate coming up out in California. And Ron Paul has got to finish fourth in one of these primaries. A fifth is not going to do it. It's got to be a minimum of a fourth in one of these upcoming primaries to get on that debate stage. This is going to be something with, the polling numbers are not looking good. Rasmussen has him at 3% nationally. He'd been trending at 7% and 8% nationally. Just about a week and a half ago, before that ABC debate, that primetime ABC debate on Saturday night, before the New Hampshire deal, and then the Fox debate the next night that he was not on. Since that point in time, the polling numbers show him going down. So we've got things to do on a number of fronts. One, we've got to secure the vote to make sure that the votes are counted. And if it means that we've got to do these recounts in every state, then we're going to have to do them. And I think a candidate like Ron Paul needs to understand that, look, if we can't count on the vote, and if the vote's not tallied right, then there's no chance of us winning, period. So we have to tally the vote and make sure it's right. Anytime that there's any type of irregularity, we need to be on it like white on rice. Immediately. And at the same time, be putting out the best campaign that we could be possibly putting out to the masses. It's got to get done. We've got to do it. We will do it because the time is now. And like I said, failure is not an option. You want to join us on the program? The number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Back in a minute.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
I love my audience. My audience sitting here giving me earache cures, and we're talking about clove oil and garlic oil and all that kind of stuff. Very cool. And we've been putting olive oil in his ears tonight, and that usually takes care of it. But tonight, for some reason, it is. And the weather here is doing that change and stuff again. I mean, we're literally sitting here. I was running around in shorts yesterday. It could have been today again. It was nice outside. Just incredible. I mean, it's January, but it's winter in Oklahoma. And if you don't like it, wait a minute, it's going to change, because it always does. All right, Mouseketeer roll call time here on the program tonight in the republicbroadcasting.org chat room. A dandy group of folks. Tonight we've got Annie, Believer, Gulag 2008, Jay, Chris, Mr. Wizard, Knight Rider, OIA, Rogue Dolphin, Sneaky Weasel, Steven Vista, Suzette, and Underbull. And Annie is listening all the way from Norway. So howdy to everybody in the in the RepublicBroadcasting.org chat room. Over in the Midnight Rider Show chat room, we've got A. Barry Jane, Ambi, Chowda, D. Alistair, Doug, Airlion, Fates Web, Hard True Soldier Chick, Mac Daddy, J. Beezy, John in Tennessee, Josh, K. Bowser, Chris, Lee, Lucas, Michael, Mike CDW, Rob, Smudge, SoulCore.net, The Double O Viper, and TJ Blue. So a nice assemblage of people in both chat rooms tonight. And welcome aboard to the broadcast. I was asked a question in the Midnight Rider Show chat room at the break. Is Ron Paul electable? At the present state, no. Can he be? Yes. There's some things that has to be done. There's the favorability rating that he has in a number of these states is low, and that tells me that people don't know who Ron Paul is and what his message is. And so I think it's important that in these states that are coming up, these primaries, that we've got to get ads talking about who Ron Paul is and what Ron Paul stands for. So people can hear the message and say, ah, okay, I get it. I like Ron Paul. And that has got to be done. That is not being done. And the exit polls show that up in New Hampshire. That's one of the things that has to be done. There's a lot of work that has to be done. I've heard rumblings of some possible changes in the campaign staff. I don't know if it's going to be shuffling or additions or what they're going to do. But I think, you know, that's going to be something that's needed. We are coming up on this Super Tuesday, February the 5th, 20 states. And by that time, about half of the delegates are going to be handed out. And if we don't pick up a few states or a few delegates in the meantime, that means we would have to go through and win every primary afterwards probably just to get the number of delegates needed to win the nomination. So there's a lot of work out there. The people are on the ground, these grassroots folks, they're working their hind ends off. And they're doing everything they can. I think just putting the whole package together and making it all work is something that, it takes some tweaking and that kind of thing. I mean, because this is something that hasn't been done before. Where you got people just spontaneously start go out and campaign for Ron Paul. This isn't this something new to American politics, and so it does take some time to fix it. But I think the quicker we become aware of what the problems are, what the needs are, what adjustments need to be made, then I think we're going to be a long way, towards grabbing a nomination. But Michigan tomorrow, possibly a fourth. That's kind of where the polls have him right now. I don't know the exact number, but I was looking earlier in the evening. So right around in the fourth place is possible in Michigan. For Romney, this might be a must-win state in Michigan. I have heard that if he does not win in Michigan, that he likely is going to pull out. He spent a lot of his own money in Michigan. So, we'll see where that leads. This is a guy that's a wealthy guy. I think he's worth like $250 million. And so he's put a bunch of his own money in. And then you've got Rudy Poot, who's not paying his campaign staff for the month of January. And of course they say it's all volunteer. And of course, these guys are hanging around. One, because Rudy's still buying the drinks, and well, quite honestly, they ain't had another gig come along yet. And once that happens, it's hasta pasta, Rudy. See ya. And his big gamble is Florida. So we're gonna, who all's gonna be in, who all's gonna be out? For Fred Thompson in South Carolina, he has to do well there. Or I think it's sayonara for Freddie Boy. But we'll come back if you want to join the conversation. Let's talk, shall we? 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. You're tuned in to the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Glad you are with us tonight on this Monday night. Again, I want to apologize. Bev Harris had to beg out tonight. She is in New Hampshire. They're working on trying to get this recount started. It'll take place on Wednesday and the 16th. And they're going to count this whole kit and caboodle by hand. And the beautiful thing with these Scantron machines that they've got regarding a hand count is all the ballots are still inside these machines. And fingers crossed that that they've not been tampered with. So we'll just have to, just going to have to see. John in Tennessee, thanks for holding. Welcome to the program.
Good night. Thanks, Mike.
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good.
Doing great.
Ron Paul's electable if he can start coming out swinging like this. Say, for instance, McCain starts opening his mouth about how we should take care of our veterans. Right there, Ron Paul should go, excuse me, Senator, you mean the way you took care in BFing them out of their Second Amendment rights? Oh, by the way, you had to go through a mental evaluation yourself as a returning POW. Hand over the guns.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, you've lost them too, pal. Because, I mean, there's an article that I came across earlier tonight that McCain definitely has a problem with his temper and just goes off on a tirade on people.
And did you see who he just hired as one of his new campaign people?
No.
The woman that was fired from Hewlett-Packard, the former president, for spying on her employees. I smell another Watergate in the works here.
You just never know. With McCain, and you know, I've been spending some time looking into McCain's past. Because if the campaign's not going to go after him, I'm going to go after him. Because somebody's got to. I mean, everybody's giving this guy a pass. His pass, they give him a complete pass on. His votes, his ties to the
card
fight.
Like a race card. And that's mm-hmm. how he's getting away with it, with the veteran status thing. Well, you know what? I'm a veteran too, pal. There's millions of us in this country. Back off the veteran thing. You're giving us a black eye.
I mean, this guy's got ties to the mob.
What?
He's been involved in, dirty, shady dealings, ties to the mob, the whole nine yards back in Arizona. I mean, this guy is dirty.
You know he's in with the environmentalist wacko groups now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in bed with them. Oh, let's see what else. There was something I heard about that clown today. You know, people ought to start bringing up McCain-Feinberg bill.
Yeah, McCain-Feinberg bill. About,
you know, where you shall not make any laws. What was that all about where it says, Congress shall not make any laws? Did we forget something in that sentence, John?
Yeah, the thing about free speech, he's not for that unless it's his.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's kind of where he's at on. I mean, here's a guy that votes for both versions of the Patriot Act. Basically, anything involving money to fund the war, he's voted for. A lot of no votes around campaign time. Mr. McCain's not been at the Senate. He's been out, and while getting paid, he's out campaigning.
I don't get paid if I don't show up to work, do you?
Darn right, no.
That's
He's still getting his
$168,000. When we get this country back, the other thing we need to do is write Congress and Senate away from being exempt from any and all laws. You got a problem just like we do.
Yep. Yep, no more games, no more little immunity, no more passes for your wife when she steals dope from a volunteer medical association, just as Cindy McCain, John McCain's wife, did, and she got off scot-free.
Oh,
each pill had a count of like 3 years in jail, and she had stolen enough. She was taking about 20 of them a day, Vicodins and Percocets and stuff.
They would put us under the jail for that.
Oh yeah, but she's they took care of it. There's people that with the ties to McCain, reporter out in Phoenix, Arizona, was exploded in his car. Because he didn't uncover information regarding some mob activities and things involving racetracks out in Arizona. He died 11 days after the explosion in his car. This is not a nice group of folks. Again, we just come back. It's the same sleaze. I mean,
now,
the different
people
package,
talk about
you know.
Giuliani being mobbed up. He's a saint next to this guy.
Yeah. I mean, he makes compared to McCain, Giuliani's a little choir boy in some ways.
Oh yeah.
You've got McCain, who during his captivity in Vietnam collaborates with the enemy so he can get treatment for his knee, which he said was ballooned up the size and color of a football, and he just knew he was going to die because he'd seen other people who had broken limbs and the blood had swollen up so bad they died. So he called for the Vietnamese officer and said, I'll give you combat information if you'll take me to a hospital. He gave him the aircraft carrier he was on, the unit he was in, the number of planes, the way they sortie, the way they do their bombing missions, all of that. He gave it all away. John McCain is a traitor.
Oh, yeah, in the worst way. And I guess he was absent in basic training when we all got that speech about death before dishonor.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, and by the way, before you ever made it to Vietnam, he lost four aircraft.
Oh my! Oh, Jesus! And how many millions
of
pieces?
And John, that's what just about 2 hours of searching. That's the stuff I found.
Oh my God! Jeez!
That's in between earache medicine.
Incredible, Mike. Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is the type of sleaze that we're dealing with.
Well, and hey, he's got the right resume for, you know, submitting it to the New World Order. He's perfect.
Well, Henry Kissinger loves him.
I'm not surprised.
I think John McCain is the best thing since sliced bread.
Yes,
we love him.
I know John McCain, and I'm a good friend.
Thanks, Henry. I appreciate it a lot. Thanks very much.
But this guy's this. Say again?
This is all right, Mike. You have a good night.
Hey, you too, John. Thanks for calling. Grant in California, thank you for holding. Welcome to the show.
Mike, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Listen, I've given Ron Paul's campaign a great deal of thought, and the way I perceive it is that we're facing what I would consider huge, and I'll term them macro problems. I don't think the public understands his platform at all. When you start talking about the Federal Reserve Bank and the purpose of the IRS, you lose 90%. They don't understand the banking system, the monetary system. So with that in mind, that's the huge obstacle, is educating the public. And I've spoken to 10 out of 10 bankers who did not and could not define the Federal Reserve Bank. I've spoken to bankers with 30 years career experience. They think it's a federal agency. So
right. Well, I've got a mother-in-law who was a bank teller and was at one point in time high up in a bank for like 30, 35 years until she retired recently. She thought the Federal Reserve was part of the government.
Of course. And I think that's the majority of the opinions. So that's the problem. I think Ron Paul is the intellectual candidate, and I think he's losing many people by speaking about issues that you and I understand, and many people, say 10% of the population, understand very well, and we see what is happening to the country. Most of the people do not. Most of the people are just plain listening to the media, the mainstream media, reading a paper rarely. So I think that's the obstacle that is before us. And to get him elected, it's going to take some change. But you stop and consider everything. This 8, 9, 10% is not a bad showing, based, if my theory is correct. It's just really not so bad at all. And I think if more people, and I try speaking to people every single day, if more people really understood him and really understood what he's doing, if each of us had an hour to 2 hours with a person, I believe that most of us could convince that person of what needs to be done. But that's the problem, is there just is not enough one-on-one. And to see him on YouTube and on the TV debates, those who watch, I think, are lost in the conversation for the most part.
Right, and when you consider the fact too, Grant, that in the state of New Hampshire, they only made, I think, 53 or 55. I know it was less than 60 appearances where Ron Paul was there. You're not going to get your message out. People are not going to understand what you're saying if you're not blitzing with TV, and if you're not all over a state where they can hear what you believe and let you explain it in your speech and how all this works. You're right. I mean, that's why his favorability rating is so low, because people don't know who he is and what he stands for. Because one, they don't understand the issues, and two, he's not had given himself the opportunity to say what his views really are, other than in the debates.
And the mainstream media just cheats him out of time, and they make fun of him and all the rest of it. I'll let you get off and speak to somebody else. But thank you anyway. That's just my 2 cents worth.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Grant. Thanks for calling. Good points. And I think that's one of the problems. I think it would be cool if we could get in local markets, and say one of the big stations there in town, in these big local markets in each individual state, if we could, over a couple of nights, play Freedom to Fascism, Aaron Russo's movie, and start, start getting the basics of this stuff out. I mean, Lord, I'd love to be able to show the Money Masters, Bill Still's video, and say, hey, folks, suck this stuff up. You'll love this. I don't know if they would go for that. And that would take an extreme amount of money. But that's also one thing, too, as well. But you can always run ads and say, hey, come here to see this information. You want to know about Ron Paul? Come here. Or here's what Ron Paul believes. Boom, 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 boom. And, if you need more information, get this here. And I think, maybe from a grassroots level, too, we need to be running ads as well, in addition to what some groups are running and what he's running. Maybe ads that talk about and explain briefly what the Federal Reserve is, the role of the IRS, and the fact that they're nothing but a bunch of crooks and thieves, and how government is supposed to work, where it stands with the Constitution, and the like. And that's a lot of work. And that's a lot of work. And so it almost makes you wonder what we were doing in the months previous to Iowa, New Hampshire. And I think Grant makes a good point, too. You get 8-10% for people not knowing who you are. That's not a bad number. We just got to keep working. You keep going, and just make more people understand who and what he is. I had seen something somebody had written. It's just not, the signs out just aren't enough, because if they don't know what the man stands for, the signs don't mean anything. They just see Ron Paul signs everywhere. And so I think that's something else that needs to be done, is just get in there and explain the positions and the issues as best you possibly can. Make it as simple for people to understand. And basically, economics 101 and money policy number 101 and Constitution 101. Lisa in Kansas, thank you for holding. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, I've been listening tonight, and, it's – there's so much going on, with the Ron Paul campaign and all this controversy and, oh, should he do this? Should he do that? Should he call for the recount? Should he, and the debate last week. I thought his performance in the debate last week was great.
The one he did in South Carolina on Fox, I thought it was
absolutely
a much better performance.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I thought he did really well.
I thought his response to that one question of do you really have electability? And I thought when he paused and took a second and reflected and his response, but I think that there's actually a story in and of itself in that whole situation. When I heard those people laugh, And the people that I'm talking about, his fellow candidates on the same stage, when I heard, I don't know if it was Giuliani or McCain or whoever, when I heard them laugh at not at him, when I heard them laugh at the question, I thought to myself, that's how these people feel about every single one of us. Because,
undoubtedly,
Ron Paul is us. He is,
right.
He's us. And I thought to myself, those five other candidates, they don't view us as we the people. They view us as we the subjects.
Mm-hmm. As the cattle.
Exactly. But I do want to say this, and I want to bring a little humor to this discussion tonight, or not humor. I just want to lighten it up a little bit.
Please do.
I kind of view Ron Paul, he's my little Toto. In that movie, The Wizard of Oz, and I know the listening audience that's listening tonight knows the whole, the whole Federal Reserve and how, I've heard all those things. But Ron Paul is my little Toto in this way. What he did to those five candidates the other night in that mm-hmm. debate, Toto in the movie, The Wizard of Oz, he was this little cute puppy along a journey with Dorothy and her friends trying to find their way home. That's all they were trying to do. And who was it? It was Toto that went and pulled back that curtain.
Yeah, unmasked, yeah. yeah.
and expose that quote unquote man behind the curtain.
Yeah, indeed.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, and sometimes it's the meek and mild who do it, as opposed to the guy that's a bull in a china shop. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about Ron Paul. I love that it's not his campaign. His campaign is not generating all this enthusiasm, all this force, this grassroots force. He's not doing it. It's mm-hmm. we, the people, that are doing it.
Right, I agree.
So, anyway, I never call in. I never call into these radio shows, but I finally did it tonight, and it feels quite liberating.
See, a little therapy as well. There we go. Heck of a deal.
So,
this is a great call.
So all those people out there that are waiting to call in, you know, I'm just a grandma in Kansas. So don't, you know, start calling in. Support these radio stations. Report John Stadmetal. Report, you know, support them all. I mean, what do we have to lose?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Thanks for the phone call.
Okay,
back in a minute with more
800-313-9443.
You have a great night, too. Back in a minute.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Skies of living, all the miles that you've been through. Looking like a train wreck, wearing too much makeup. Burden that you carry more than one soul could ever bear.
here on the Midnight Rider on the Monday night here. I want to talk real quickly about a sponsor here that's been with RBN a long, long time, Herbal Healer Academy. They're providing a free catalog to all RBN listeners and a free online newsletter. Herbal Healer provides natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters, and information on our ongoing research on natural health. Visit Herbal Healer Academy today. Go to www.herbal.com. Herbal Healer Academy has a huge variety of natural products and has many different specials. Visit www.herbalhealer.com and let them know you heard about it on RBN. It's open lines tonight on the program. The number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Chat rooms are open both at republicbroadcasting.org and at midnightridershow.com. And, wow, I think we're approaching a Midnight Rider Show record in the republicbroadcasting.org chat room. 19 in there right now. That's nice. Very nice. And everybody's chatting, having a good conversation, and dandy time. 23 over in the Midnight Rider chat room. Well, that's, what, 42? Heck of a deal. So you can go in there and grab a name and in either chat room and pick one, and you're there and you're chatting. Whammo, having a good time talking with some like-minded people. And let's take a phone call here. Let's go to Ken in Fort Worth. Ken, welcome to the program.
Yeah, there's a new video called Hillary Uncensored.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can get it at Amazon. You can find it. Hillary Uncensored.
Hillary Uncensored. Is she colorful?
I don't know. I haven't seen it, but it's out there.
Hmm. Well, I will have to check into it and
Maybe you can see it and report how it is. I like to see it. And you can find Alex Jones DVDs at some of the big bookstores. Endgame, yeah. Terrorstorm.
Yeah, they sure can, and that's a big thing too. You know, to be able to have them in those big stores like that.
Yeah,
applaud Alex for getting that kind of penetration with his movies.
Yeah. It's excellent. Yeah. Hey, I'll talk to you later.
All right, Ken. Thanks for calling. Yeah, Alex is. Getting this stuff in, you know, places like Borders and these big bookstores, that's a huge thing. And and Endgame is probably, in my opinion, probably the best film he's done. Because I think I've seen all of his others. Yeah, I think I have. And I think of all of them, I think Endgame is right up there. If you've not seen Endgame yet, you need to. I mean, you really need to see it. With the plan of what these people have for us is just incredible, and I'm grateful to Alex. You know, I used to talk about this stuff a year ago, and people would literally turn you off. I mean, didn't want to hear it. And now, Alex's movie has forced people to listen to it and say, "Okay, hang on." And people don't turn it off now. And I think that's a big leap forward. And that's one of the advantages of being Alex Jones, is you've got that credibility that when you put it out, boom, people listen. So very cool. We'll come back, take a break, and dive into hour number two here on the Midnight Rider. Don't go anywhere.